HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Two people were killed in what British authorities now say was a terror attack on Jews at a synagogue in Manchester on the holiest day of the year.
Well, it's not good, is it? It's like a Christian having this kind of thing on Christmas Day or Easter. It's just an attack aimed specifically at that kind of person.
Israeli naval forces boarded vessels belonging to a flotilla attempting to break the blockade of Gaza. Hundreds were arrested, as Deborah Potter reports.
Multiple countries who had citizens on board the flotilla have criticized the interception, saying it is a violation of international law.
European leaders met today to discuss Russian threats. Denmark's prime minister.
Russia will not stop until they are forced to do so. And they are a threat, not only to Ukraine, but to all of us.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 93.5 The Tap.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to create a statewide registry for Parkinson's disease. The registry would be established through the Department of Population Health Sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and include annual reports on the prevalence of the neurological disease. The hope is increased tracking of Parkinson's could help researchers identify potential contributing factors like environmental conditions. Parkinson's is the second most common neurological disease after Alzheimer's. A proposed bill seeking to crack down on people falsely misrepresenting their pets as service animals was heard in a state assembly committee this week. The legislation would implement a $500 fine for providing false documentation to obtain a service animal. It could also fine healthcare providers who prescribe an emotional support animal to patients who have been in their care for less than 30 days. Critics of the legislation say enforcing the law would be especially challenging due to concerns over legal troubles with privacy. The Eau Claire Police Department is investigating a fatal Wednesday morning crash involving a dangerous driving arrest on Claremont Avenue. According to a press release, officers attempted to stop a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed and going into oncoming traffic at around 2:40 a.m. on Wednesday. As authorities initiated a pursuit, the vehicle crashed into another vehicle at the intersection of West Claremont Avenue and Craig Road. The driver of the other vehicle died as a result of the crash, and the driver of the suspect vehicle was arrested. Another candidate has entered the 7th Congressional District field following Congressman Tom Tiffany's decision to run for governor. Former Wisconsin State Legislator Fred Clark officially launched his campaign for the seat on Wednesday. In his announcement, Clark highlighted his experience as a rural legislator and conservation leader and plans to focus on rebuilding the rural economy, expanding healthcare access, and protecting farms and forests. Jesse Eben is still the only Republican candidate to announce a run for the seat thus far. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine out there for this afternoon. We'll call it mostly sunny. South winds at 5 to 10. Highs in the mid-80s. Lower 60s tonight and a mostly clear sky. It will be warmer for Friday. Tons of sunshine once again with highs in the mid-80s. Right now it's 73.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden, over on our Facebook page, jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Dresser, the Associate Director of the High Road Strategy Center. We talk about workers needing an actual, fair, and living wage. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of the program. On the line with us is Ellie Krug, the attorney, founder, and president of Human Inspiration Works, LLC, the author of Getting to Ellen, a memoir about love, honesty, and gender change. EllieKrug.com, EllieKrug.com is the website, and Ellie Krug is the Twitter handle. Ellie, welcome back to the, and you also have a, you still have a show on KPFK in Minneapolis, right?
I sure do. The show is titled The Illegal Trans Woman. I've been running that show since the week after Donald Trump got reelected.
There you go. God bless you. That's great. So are we headed to a Trump transgender registry?
You know, Tom, I think we're headed to a whole lot of things with the Trump administration. It is incredibly, incredibly troubling and very difficult right now to be a transgender person in America. I'm sure you caught it, but two of the three or four reasons that Trump blamed the Republican or the Democrats for the shutdown were based on transgender people. Mm. He said transgender for everyone and men in women's sports. Those were two reasons that he said was the reason for why the Democrats supposedly wanted to shut down the government.
All right. Yeah, they're attempting, Republicans are attempting, it seems, to force Democrats to abandon trans people.
Oh, there's no question about it. And the question really is, to what extent will the Democrats fold, and to what extent will they give up on trans people because they're afraid that it's, you know, it's a campaign issue that is not winning for them. I mean, we haven't even really had the start of the 26 campaign season, but I have no doubt the Republicans are going to pull out the same old playbook they used for the 24 campaign season. And it's incredibly troubling. And then you throw on top of that the Heritage Foundation's project oversight project, which is working and angling to get the Department of Justice to create a brand new category of terrorism, something that they've labeled as TIVE, T-I-V-E, Transgender Ideology Induced Violent Extremism. That's what they want. They want the DOJ to create that category of supposed terrorism, and it goes so far, the oversight project, as to assert that if you say that transgender people have the right to exist, that would be labeled, that would be considered a form, an act of terrorism to say that. Yeah. It's unbelievable, Tom.
It is pretty breathtaking. Ronnie Jackson, you know, Trump's former physician in the White House and now the congressman from Texas, is calling for the institutionalization of transgender people. I mean,
yes.
Do you see where does this go? I mean, it's, in Germany, first they came for the trans people, which is something most people don't realize.
Yep, they did. And Nancy Mace as well jumped on that bandwagon about institutionalizing trans people. So, and of course, Ronny Jackson has the president's ear. I mean, he used to be the president's former White House physician. Where does it go? I don't know, Tom. I mean, it does not appear that the Democrats, at least, are going to speak up for trans people. Certainly, I know that there are a lot of, people, just general humans who care about the transgender community. I mean, just last week, I got three postcards in the mail from people who I think were strangers who were telling me that they cared about me and that they wanted me to continue with my advocacy work. That's so there are people out there that care about our community. It's just that people, the general population is fatigued, Tom, and people are, they're coming back to their, their homes and trying to just protect the basic things that they have. And transgender people are unfortunately not on that list of those basic things.
Yeah, I totally get it. So here's the question. I mean, I don't think I'm exceptional. In this regard, I have a nephew who's trans. A close friend that Louise and I got to know when we lived in the marina in Washington, D.C., is a trans woman who was in the Coast Guard. And I haven't talked to her in the last year or so. I've been following her on Facebook, but she's kind of vanished recently. I'm not sure what's going on. I need to reach out. But, I think most people probably are within one or two steps of a trans person in their life. Oof. And, what can we do? What can the average, straight person do to help out the trans community?
So, the average, cisgender person, non-transgender person, what they can do is several things. One is if they have a trans person in their life, send that person a note and tell them that they matter, that you care about them, that they have value. But as importantly, start trying to hold our Democratic representatives, hold their feet to the fire about protecting trans people. And if they're not going to do that, if they're wavering, there are younger candidates, who are going to primary older Democratic representatives, Democratic candidates. Those younger candidates, many of them, have many transgender friends. They're well aware about being open to trans and non-binary folks. And so support those people and help get them into office so that they can at least help protect my community. What I fear, Tom, is that time is running out. I mean, Tom, could you have imagined America as it is right now back on January 20th? I mean, I couldn't have imagined it would be this bad this quickly.
Yeah, I didn't either. By the way, I should add that you've got a great Substack newsletter, elliekrug.substack.com. And, I just think we all need to be doing everything we can here. What legislatively, where should we be leaning on our legislators? I mean, particularly if we have Democrats who represent us. What do we say when we call Congress at 202-224-3121?
Well, the appropriation bills are replete with Republican efforts to defund any kind of health care provider that's providing gender-affirming care for not only trans kids and youth, but also for adults. Mm-hmm. So, you need to make sure that our Democratic representatives, and I know that some of them understand this, but that if they, go along with an appropriation bill, they go along with, what they're trying to pass right now. I mean, there'll be a lot of trans people in blue states, not just red states, in blue states who will lose their access to gender-affirming care. And it is, it's, if I lost my gender-affirming care, it would be like me going through menopause, like permanently. And I just, it's beyond the pale for me that anybody would want to tinker and take away something so basic as somebody's access to care that helps them both physically and emotionally.
And psychologically. I understand that the Trump administration is trying to change the rules with regard to passports, no more X. And some states are trying to adopt these with regard to driver's licenses. What is the status of all that sort of thing?
Well, right now that's on hold. I mean, we've got a federal court that has put an injunction in place to prevent the Trump administration from doing anything relative to passports for trans and non-binary folks. Although, that, of course, that's on appeal. Mm-hmm. They're not issuing passports that are consistent with, I mean, the subject of the litigation is that the federal government wanted to, the Department of State wants to stop allowing transgender people to get a gender marker that aligns with their gender identity. And for folks who identify as non-binary to prevent them from getting an X on their passports. What my concern is that they're going to go retroactively back and that they're going to, for people like me, like Ellie Krug, who has a passport that has an F on it, and my passport doesn't have to be, isn't going to be renewed until 2034 or something like that, that they'll go back retroactively and take my passport away from me. Mm. So, I mean, for that reason, I mean, I am, as a rule, I'm not traveling outside of the country because I don't know, I fear, Tom, about being able to get back in.
Yeah. Jeez, I get it. Ellie Krug, check out elliekrug.substack.com. And elliekrug.com as well. And Ellie Krug over on Twitter. Ellie, also listen to Ellie's program, the Illegal Trans Woman on AM 950 in Minneapolis, St. Paul. They've got a live, they've got a stream of it. Ellie, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
It is always.
Keep up the good work.
I will. And it's always, always good and inspiring talking with you. Thank you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local civic media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is Bill, B-I-L-L, Bill. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right
what,
now. But,
what about What Does the Fox Say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox Say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's another one. Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom of Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling those laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slides toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation. And that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply if you text Hartman to 511-511. It's free if you go to ffrf.us/school.
Sold a dream. A nation bled for liberty now drowns beneath the money stream. They crown the kings we overthrew. Let fascists march in red, white, blue. The Constitution's torn in two. Injustice whispers, what did you do? The billionaires took the bench. Now the laws are rigged, the lines are etched. We're not bowing, we're not through. We'll raise this flag till it's red, white, true. We've beaten tyrants once before. We'll break their grip and storm the door. This is the fight for our soul's defense. 'Cause the billionaires took the bench. From Lincoln's dreams to Roosevelt's stand.
23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Over at nature.com, Nature magazine, you know, it's just one of the marvelous websites for science geeks like me. I've subscribed for years. And there's a great piece that just went up yesterday. It's titled The Damage Done. And I didn't even know this existed. There's it's called the Botswana-Harvard Health Partnership. And it's Harvard University and the country of Botswana, which is down near South Africa. And they're doing some remarkable work on a new drug that they have developed that has gone through all the animal trials and all the safety trials and everything. And they're actually testing it on children in Botswana that can cure AIDS. They can, you know, like you'll recall maybe, I don't know, 15 years ago or so, they came out with a drug that knocks out Hep C. And that just saved a lot of lives in America, because there's a lot of people that had Hep C for years and years and years, and they took this drug and suddenly they're clear and their liver is no longer, you know, under daily assault. Well, it's that kind of thing. It literally clear the virus out of your body. And they had a couple of dozen kids in this study. And when Trump pulled the money from Harvard, they had to shut down the study. And even just suspending the study for a week or two destroys it. I mean, this is a study that was years to get to this point. Years. And this would have been the first step in the final approval of getting this thing out in the marketplace. And now it's been blown up. Because, you know, I mean, you treat somebody with an antiviral for a while, and if you stop that and then come back, the virus has mutated to the point where it just ignores the antiviral. I mean, it's the same thing with antibiotics. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. Roger Shapiro, a professor at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston, and his colleagues lost 7 National Institutes of Health grants that supported 11 trials, staff, mentoring, and patients enrolled in those trials. 12 children with HIV are awaiting their next dose of a treatment that's shown promise in a possible functional cure of the disease. As Shapiro says, you create an entire research program that takes decades to build, and it is struck down in one day by a heroin addict, brainworm lawyer who is pretending to be a doctor and running our public health, and a 34 count convicted felon and adjudicated rapist in the White House. It's just crazy. Speaking of adjudicated rapists, this is amazing. This is a story. It's over at Raw Story. Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama was caught on video mocking Trump on Thursday with French President Emmanuel Macron. This was, you know, earlier this morning. And Azerbaijan President Ilham Aliyev at the European Political Community Summit in Denmark. And Rama told Macron in the video, he says, "You should make an apology to us because you didn't congratulate us on the peace deal that President Trump made between Albania and Azerbaijan." There, by the way, there is no such peace deal, although Trump claimed it was one of the reasons why he should get the Nobel Peace Prize. "I'm sorry for that," Macron replied, drawing more laughter from bystanders. "He worked very hard," Rama added. Everybody laughed again. Trump is constantly mixing up Armenia and Albania, and he can't pronounce Azerbaijan. And, you know, in his attempts to get the Nobel Peace Prize, pathetic, just absolutely pathetic. So, all right, what's on your mind? Let's pick up some calls here. We'll do this on the other side of the break and find out what you think. What do you think of my suggestion that the media should start pointing out that John Thune can break the Democratic filibuster today and put the government back in business? He doesn't need Democratic votes. He can just change the rules of the Senate with 50 votes.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
What am I missing here? I don't think I'm missing anything. I think I, you know, and except that the media and nobody else is pointing this out. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, have you ever played a video game or seen an ad that says, play our game, we'll give you money? Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau joins us to talk about whether or not that's true.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are now accepting applications for the Food Security and Wisconsin Products Grant Program. The program seeks to provide funding for nonprofit food assistance organizations to purchase food from Wisconsin producers and processors. $10 million of funding was allocated to continue the program in the new biennial state budget. Applications to receive a portion of the $5 million in funding available this year will be accepted until November 5th. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are sharing cybersecurity tips with residents in honor of Cybersecurity Awareness Month. State officials are recommending some actions residents can take to protect their personal data and avoid scams. Residents should use strong passwords and create different passwords for different accounts, use multi-factor authentication for additional security, update their software often to ensure they have the latest security patches, and identify and report any phishing scams they receive. One person was killed and two injured following a shooting near Candy Lane in Barron County on Wednesday afternoon. Sheriff's office officials say a male victim was pronounced deceased at the scene and a female victim was transported to the hospital. They also say the alleged suspect was taken to a medical facility due to an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. During the investigation, authorities also learned a graphic video of the shooting had been uploaded on Snapchat, which could have been seen by some school district of Turtle Lake students. Eau Claire City County Health Department officials have announced the first human case of West Nile virus in the county this year. The Northwest Wisconsin region has seen a handful of cases over recent weeks, including human cases in Dunn, St. Croix, Rusk, and Barron counties. Health officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves from the disease, which is only spread through an infected mosquito. Residents should remember to use insect repellent, wear long sleeves and pants, and mosquito-proof their homes as much as possible. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine out there for this afternoon. We'll call it mostly sunny. South winds at 5 to 10, highs in the mid-80s. Lower 60s tonight and a mostly clear sky. It will be warmer for Friday. Tons of sunshine once again with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 76.
Get ready to go for the green and gold right here on this local Civic Media station. Your keyword for this hour in the multi-state contest is Bill, B-I-L-L, Bill. Text in the keyword before the end of this hour for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and to be entered to win Civic Media's grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Vince Moranto, who will make the popcorn pick of the week and tell us about an upcoming Wisconsin date, and my pal Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
For all of your support. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath, P-A-T-H.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping, and to check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
They sold their souls for gold, screaming USA on cue like they were bought and told. They chant for a con man, swear the truth's a lie, while their billionaire masters watch and laugh from up high. They don't fight for freedom, they don't stand for the weak, just puppets on a string, dancing to the fat cat's beat. Oh, the bootlicker brigade, bending low, tongues out wide, kissing the boots of men who take them for a ride. Sold out their country for a tax-free scheme, praying to the dollar while they kill the American dream. Christians, but they're preachers.
Welcome back, 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Brian in Middletown, New Jersey. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for that call, Tom. I just wanted to weigh in on what I think happened and why Trump assembled all those generals and admirals. I think it started in 2020 when Milley finally said enough of this, when he held up the, Trump held up the Bible upside down, and Milley obviously identified his role as not being part of enforcing the law.
He later apologized for that, in fact, you know, in the press.
Yeah, yeah, and I think what happened as a result right after that, and maybe you've caught this and maybe not, because most people didn't, Trump then gave a speech talking about why the rank and file likes him and the officer corps doesn't. Mm-hmm. And he said that I'm keeping them out of war. So he was clearly driving a wedge, yep, between the officer corps and the rank and file. Now, what happened this week was he assembled those people to see how they would react to his new pitch with his the Department of War Whiskey Pete giving his ideas how we should approach the Department of Defense. Trump gets on, met with silence, unlike Fort Bragg with the enlisted people. Mm-hmm. He knows now that he's got a problem with the officer corps, yeah, and the senior officers. Therefore, there's a purge coming. Yep. Many of them will be forced out. Yep. And the last thing I'm going to mention is the economy right now is perfect for Trump because it's allowing him to go into rural areas to take kids who are coming out of high school who have no job prospects at all because nobody's being hired. There are no right job hirings.
Throw them in ice.
Load up. That's right. That's,
yep,
right.
Yep. And ICE is going to become. And here's the big question in my mind, Brian. Let's say that, you know, ICE is now on course to be. I mean, they're in a massive hiring binge right now. $50,000 hiring bonuses and all kinds of stuff. But they're on a path to become the largest single police force in America, much like Hitler's protection detail, the SS, right, became the largest police force in Germany eventually. You know, it took a couple of years, but it did. And the question in my mind is, the SS initially was participating in getting the people out of Germany that they, or rounding them up anyway, and putting them in camps, that they argued were not true Germans. That was the Jews, of course, and the gypsies, and queer people. That they're not true Germans. And so Trump is going after people who are not true Americans. What happens when they've got all the immigrants out of the country? And we still have 50,000 ICE guys running around with guns looking for something to do. It seems to me that they will do the same thing the SS did in Germany by right around 1939, 1940. They'll turn their guns on everybody else. And, you know, what do you think?
Of course, they're going to take an oath to Trump and not to the Constitution. I mean, the one thing that's missing here is that when you joined, I was in the service, I was in the Marine Corps, and you take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, not
that's
the president.
Correct.
Teddy Roosevelt talked about that.
Yep.
The loyalty is to the country and the Constitution, not the president. Trump wants to change that dynamic, and therefore he's turning this into what he wants in his image and likeness, a police state controlled by him. But at the end of the day, Tom, here's what it comes down to. A third of the country did not vote in the 2024 election. Mm. That's how he won, right? And most of those people, I suspect, are suffering from his policies. If they don't get out and vote in the midterms after experiencing the pain of the policies, the beautiful bill and all that, and they don't come out again in 28, I don't know what the future of this country holds, Frank.
Yeah. This is why they're frantically buying up the media. This is why, you know, Larry Ellison and other right-wing billionaires are on the verge of taking control of CNN and TikTok and you know, they've already got the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times and Fox News and CBS. And it's a wholesale attack on the truth in America, basically, on reality in America. And, whether they will be able to sustain it, I don't know. I mean, right now, it seems like the two barriers that are holding for democracy are late night comedians, and arguably just, you know, all the Democratic Party. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, and our generals, you know, maybe.
Well, that's right. That's
maybe.
Right. They're the last line of defense.
Yeah.
They really are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, you know, a friend of mine said, it was a Republican, said, are you hoping for a coup d'etat? And I said, I have no comment on that. But I said, as far as I'm concerned, I think we're in a position where we're losing our democracy. And one thing is, when you talk to Republicans, they'll tell you, well, it's not a democracy, it's a republic. Of course, you know, it's a democratic republic.
That's correct.
The people to vote their representatives. It's a demos, the people, the Greek word for people. But they completely dismiss the idea of a democracy they are a minority party, and they know how to rule in the majority by disenfranchising voters and controlling the media, Sinclair Broadcasting and other groups of that nature.
Yeah, I get it. I'm with you. Brian, thank you. Well said. Thank you very much. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, well, you know, if they listen to you, Tom, and read your books, they will be assimilated. There's nothing they can do about that. Here's the deal. Random thoughts real quick before I get to the main point. One, I want nine more justices put on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, me too.
And I want all their names put on little balls, like a bingo ball. And then when a case comes up, you pick the names out of the hopper. And those are the justices that hear the case.
I agree.
That way,
that's how it works with the appeals court. Essentially, I mean, they don't have the little, you know, the little balls, but they're randomly assigned. You know, three justices out of typically 10 or 11 or 9, whatever it may be on that court.
I want to make sure it's absolutely random.
Yeah.
So they can't fix it, and if they have to buy them all, that's the only way they'll be able to go.
Well, that's what they'll probably try to do. I mean, they've got virtually unlimited money.
Right. The other thing with the Epstein thing, let me call out all the cowards. There's all these people that worked in his houses. There's all these people, FBI agents that collected the evidence. There's all these witnesses of all the people that went in and out of there. And the women themselves, I wouldn't so much put them in the coward category. I'd put them in the scared category. But then you put the other people that were involved with Trump that got screwed over all these years and knows the ins and outs, like his personal secretary. Mm-hmm. They need to stand up, and they need to, as one of my heroes, Ike Newkirk in Atlanta, used to say, stand up and tell truth, and you'll shame the devil.
Yeah.
Bring it all on at one time and hit him. Now, my main thought is what this last guy was talking about, and I've talked to you about it before. After that dog and pony show with Commander Hair Gel and the toasted tostada I got so many names for him.
Mango Mussolini.
That little after that little clown show, you tell me. I don't agree with the guy. Lastly, I'm telling you, as a military man, you will not break my oath to the Constitution, and you ain't going to do it to them, particularly with these guys. And I say we're one step closer to a coup. And I think they ought to have one of those meetings every other month and really enforce how crazy and how much danger these people are and put a stop to it.
You know, I got David Corton is an old friend of mine. He and his wife, Fran, we spent a week with the Dalai Lama together back in, I think it was 1999, and we've been close ever since. He's written a bunch of books. You know, he wrote When Corporations Rule the World. It's probably his most famous book. He and his wife have a newsletter. They started Yes Magazine too, by the way. But they have a newsletter, and they sent out one this morning, which I read during the break. And what David understands this stuff. He used to work for our government. He used to travel around the world, you know, as an economist and helping other countries and helping third world countries and stuff. He and Fran lived in Southeast Asia for years. And his newsletter, what he says is that Pete Hegseth did us all a big favor. Because by getting all those generals together in one room and then doing this absolutely crazy, you know, bat guano crazy stuff in front of them, and, you know, we're going to attack the cities and it's the evil Democrats and all, just stuff that every single general in that room knew was wrong. Before they were all pulled together into one room, many of them felt very isolated. They had no idea whether their peers thought this was as nuts as they thought it was. Now they all know that they all think it's nuts, or at least the vast majority of them. And that is going to make them more unshakable. It's going to make it more difficult for Donald Trump to order the military to do things that they just don't want to do. And I think David is probably right. David is a brilliant observer of these things. I think he's absolutely right. So we'll see, Ike. I mean, you know, this is the old Zen master saying, you know, from Mike Dirks. We'll see. But
fighting the good fight, Tom. I appreciate it.
There you go, Ike. Yeah, the battle is not yet over. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll be back. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 resident for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you Sally Flores, organizing director for the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition?
So you're okay with undermining the will of the voter? Great. Do you see how terrible that sounds? And when I translate gerrymandering to Spanish, it just means manipulating election results. It's exactly what gerrymandering is, but in Spanish, the wow effect, oh my God, even in the U.S., manipulates election results. And I was like, yes. And they have a fancy word for it. They've covered it up with almost unimaginable words.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Maria in Chicago. Hey, Maria, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Long time no speak, but I've been listening to you for ages. The reason I called was when you had your guest on speaking about the trans community, it just riled me up because what people fail to understand is that we are all part of the human race.
Yeah.
We are all human.
Yeah.
What does it matter what which way we lean? We're human beings, and it really infuriates me that people are targeting these people as well as other people. I know what it's like to be targeted. I'm a Puerto Rican, born and raised in Chicago, and I had to deal with racism my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I thought when President Obama became the president, we were at a turning point, but no, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
We were slapped silly in November of 2024, which caused me to just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But I don't give up. I still go to the protests. I still do what I can as an individual because nobody is going to rip my inalienable rights away from me that's been guaranteed under the Constitution, and I am not going to allow other people take it away from other people as well because they're so focused on their hate and loathing that they fail to recognize that we are all human beings.
Yeah. Good on you, Maria. That was so well said. Thank you so much. Liz in Redmond, Washington. Hey, Liz, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. I'm going to make this brief. I'm a bus driver for a high-tech company in Seattle, and I drive 8 hours a day back and forth, Seattle, Redmond. And I've repeatedly been seeing brand-new pickup trucks, brand-new Jeeps, brand new SUVs with illegal blacked out windows. They have
blacked out on the driver's side window kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yep. And I've seen a couple of them that were hauling, you know, small cargo trailers that looked like they were rented.
Yep.
And it was the same rental company.
I think they're preparing for a military takeover of the United States.
I agree, and I see them all day long, and I'm seeing more and more of them, and it's really spooky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for that report, Liz. I appreciate it. Keep us up to date, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Angela in New York City. Hey, Angela, what's on your mind?
Angela. Hey, Tom. I'm glad your caller from before stated what she stated about fighting, but it really hit me today that we're living essentially under a dictatorship, and that's because, and it really hit me hard. I stopped watching news because I don't think they're reporting anything at all. So I decided to, on and off watch news from Italy. I'm Italian, so I watch, you know, RAI television. Yeah. Italy, I don't know if you know it, is in the midst of, they're shutting the country down. Due to what's happening with the flotilla, and that, you know, I think 40 Italian citizens were arrested by Israel. They are, it's a general strike. They're shutting the country down.
Interesting. They being the labor unions?
Yeah, everybody, the students, the labor unions. Yeah. It's what we call sciopero generale.
And is this a response to I believe her name is Giorgia Meloni, who is the prime minister of Italy, who's has strong ties to the old fascist parties?
Yeah, it's not just a response to her. It's a response to the arrests of the people on the flotilla. The flotilla that was.
Is that because they want the government to do something about it? To take on Israel militarily?
Well, no, they want the government to, you know, stop recognizing Israel, and they want something to be done about what's happening in Gaza. They want the government to recognize genocide. Yeah. The whole point of it was I was watching all of these students, and this is happening in every major city in Italy, even in my home city. And in watching this, I was so proud, and I was so filled with joy. And then it hit me. We're not doing this here.
Right.
We can't do this here.
Right.
And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I didn't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah, I had that experience when Louise and I were in Norway a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, just talking to Norwegians about, you know, the life that they have, the freedoms that they have. And it's just like, oh, my God, you know, how far we've gone. Every now and then you just get these like sudden hits of, you know, how far we have gone down this road toward fascism.
And I'm not questioning. I'm starting to feel, you know, this isn't conspiracy. I don't care. I feel like Democrats are useless. I don't think anything's being done. And what's scaring me even more is that people are complacent. They're not doing anything. Yeah. We're not sleepwalking. We're already there.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen?
I get it, Angela. Angela, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but October 18, you know, show up and, you know, keep contacting your representatives. And, you know, we just have to speak out in every venue possible. Angela, thank you for the call. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Anything goes Friday. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You know what I'm a sucker for at a Chinese buffet?
Crab rangoons.
Yep. I'll have about four or five of those things.
And they have cocktail weenies, which is a nice delicacy at the Chinese buffet.
I'm trying to think of a buffet I went to that had cocktail weenies.
Who's eating that?
I don't know.
Even if you have a gourmet recipe at home, you're not making cocktail weenies. You're certainly not eating them when you go to the Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W2280P Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Two people were killed and four seriously wounded when a man attacked a synagogue today in Manchester, England. He drove his car into a crowd and began stabbing people before police killed him. Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the nation must stand firm against rising anti-Semitism.
We must be clear. It is a hatred that is rising once again, and Britain must defeat it once again.
President Trump has declared drug cartels operating in the Caribbean unlawful combatants, and he says the U.S. is now in a non-international armed conflict. That according to a memo obtained by the Associated Press. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill for day two of the government shutdown.
This building is kind of empty today. Lawmakers are observing the Yom Kippur holiday. The Senate's expected to come back tomorrow and have the same vote on the same bill tomorrow afternoon.
CBS News Brief.